Arthur marches down the street, Pal the dog lolloping alongside.
Down the street, everybody that you meet has an original point of view. And I...
DW laughs as she turns the pages of her Arthur storybook. She and Arthur cycle across the page.
And get along with each other. You got to listen to...
The Reed family pose on the sofa. Arthur snaps their photo.
The street, open up your eyes, open up.
He snaps them in the park, at the beach. They snap him back.
It's a simple message.
Hiking mom, Arthur leaps into an empty page, ready for a new story.
For that's the place to start.
Start and dancing.
Hey, hey!
He plunges into a swimming pool, swimming with Binky.
To work and play.
Sitting on the edge, he thinks he sees a shark's fin. It's Mr. Ratburn's pointy nose. DW shuts the book.
Hey!
Hey, DW!
Arthur waves to her from the TV, toppling from his logo. On Arthur's street, houses are decorated for Halloween. Kids in costume on the sidewalk, ghosts dangle from trees. The Tibble twins step up to Arthur's house, dressed as mime artists. As mom opens the door, hey, hold out bags for treats. They sign thank you, passing a glowing pumpkin as they go. Autumn leaves fall. We follow the leaves to a tree house in a misty wood.
And they never found Doc. Some say he's still out there. Hiding in the swamps, living off frogs and leeches, his skin shriveled and yellow with an evil smile plastered on his face. Like this!
LaDonna shines a flashlight, scaring Buster and Arthur.
Can we turn the lantern back on now?
Aw, come on! It wasn't that scary.
Wait, you don't really have a cousin named Doc, do you?
Sure I do. But he lives in Miami, not a swamp. He's a nutritionist.
Arthur lights a lamp.
What are you supposed to be again?
Candy boy.
Buster dons a mask.
Candy boy get angry when he no get candy.
But don't worry. Candy boy is very happy this year. He beat last Halloween's candy quota. Oh, yeah.
Shh. Did you hear something?
Arthur looks out.
Uh-oh. Maybe it was angry villagers, Frankenstein.
I'm not Frankenstein. I'm Frankentist.
That's a combination of Frankenstein and a dentist.
There it is again.
That's just the wind. You sure are jumpy.
You didn't mix the sour gummied worms with the peanut clusters, did you? That always makes me jumpy.
Buster sucks a lollipop.
So, what's up?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Yes, I would.
Me too. If it were me, I might not believe me. But you, tell us.
It's this treehouse. It's haunted.
What?
Come on, this old thing?
I'm serious. There's a ghost here. She's angry. And I think she's coming for us.
More leaves flutter as the frightened friends peer out.
Arthur and the Haunted Treehouse, Part 1.
The full moon shines on the treehouse at the top of a mighty oak.
Wait, back up. What do you mean there's a ghost here?
Did you really see it?
Kind of.
What did it look like? Aw, man, you're so lucky. I want to see a ghost.
No, you don't. Anyway, I'm not sure I want to talk about it.
Oh, come on! You can't just say you've seen a ghost and then not tell us about it!
LaDonna's dressed as a spider.
Okay. I guess it all started about a week ago. I had just told Mom I wanted to have a Halloween sleepover in the treehouse.
I don't know, Arthur. I'm not sure it's safe to sleep up there. What if someone rolls over and...
We're going to put a crate up there to block the opening.
Okay. But how are you going to get your sleeping bags and stuff up there?
Already thought of that, too. We hooked up a pulley. It's really cool. You can come out and see it later.
Did I hear someone say sleeping bags? Are we going camping?
No, sweetie. Arthur just wants to have a Halloween party at the treehouse.
I want to come too.
You can't, DW. It'd be too scary for you. Here, looking for the cereal?
Too scary? Ha! The only thing that scares me are octopodies. And they're only at the beach, so...
Toy snakes burst from the cereal box.
I rest my case.
That was a dirty, rotten trick.
Arthur.
Sorry. I was just trying to prepare her for Halloween. So, Mom, please, can I have the sleepover?
Well, I have to check with your father, but I guess it's okay.
Yes!
I wasn't really scared by that cereal snake. I was just acting.
You'll have a much better time at home anyway. Your father and I are going out that night, but Grandma will be here. Why don't you invite Bud over?
Okay.
DW turns to Arthur.
But I'm 10 times braver than you.
Sure you are.
He pats her head.
Let's just see who's braver, Arthur Reed.
DW narrows her eyes.
The next day after school, I went up to the attic to get some scary decorations for the treehouse.
Arthur tugs the light switch. He turns on his flashlight instead, shining its beam on junk in the attic. A scary doll.
That's the first time I saw it.
It's called Zelda. It's missing an eye.
Ugh. Where on earth did this come from? Zelda. I thought that maybe the doll had belonged to Mom or Dad. Or maybe even Grandma Thora.
With his dad.
It's really old and spooky. If it's okay, I'd love to use it for my sleepover.
The doll's missing from his box of decorations.
Huh? But it was just here a minute ago.
Dad shrugs and goes.
Maybe Pal ran off with it. It'll turn up. The next day after school, I took the decorations over to the treehouse.
He puts the box in a basket attached to the rope and pulley.
Who's there?
Leaves blow by.
Just the wind.
Arthur climbs steps to the treehouse. A message is chalked on the wall.
It said, "This is my treehouse." Right there, written in chalk.
Explaining to Buster and LaDonna.
I wiped it away.
Maybe it was just DW playing a trick on you.
She's not allowed to come up here alone. And anyway, she can't write.
Well, neither can dolls.
Unless, of course, that doll isn't really a doll.
Oh, phony baloney. You guys are jumping to conclusions.
Wait, it gets worse. After I finished decorating, I didn't come back until earlier today. I wanted to drop off some stuff before getting into costume and trick-or-treating. I also thought someone might be playing a trick on me. But I wasn't going to let it ruin my sleepover. If you're trying to scare me, it's not going to work. So you can just give up now.
He climbs back up.
Ah!
Zelda's there.
She was sitting right there.
No way.
Come on, you're making this up.
I'm not. I swear.
What did you do?
I dug a hole and buried her over by that rock.
They peer out into the moonlight.
But what if she comes back?
Guys, relax. I'm sure there's a rational explanation.
That's true. Maybe Zelda's an alien.
That's a rational explanation?
Well, whatever it is, I'm starting to think that this sleepover was a really bad idea.
Arthur!
It's Francine.
Ha! I knew this prom dress costume was scary.
She joins them.
It's just you.
Who were you expecting? Muffy's not here yet? Oh, man. She's gonna be so angry at me.
Why?
I was supposed to meet her at her place, and then we were gonna trick or treat at the fancy houses. But I got stuck at this one apartment in our building. It was actually kind of freaky.
Was there a doll there? With a big head and one eye?
Huh? No. It was even scarier than that. Every year, the tenants in our building put up a list of apartments you can trick-or-treat at. I know them all by heart. There is Mrs. Parizo. She always gives fruit. Trick-or-treat!
The old lady puts a packet in Francine's bucket.
There you go. Prune, sweetheart. That's nature's candy.
Thanks. There's Mr. Bellamy. He always does the old hen in a bowl of candy trick. Trick or treat! Oh, no! It's a live hen in a bowl of candy! And then Mr. Bellamy forgets that his hand is in the bowl.
Whoa! You dropped some!
Oh. He spills the rest. Francine helps pick them up.
Then there are the Lancasters. They always try to guess your costume and fail.
You're a fairy godmother.
A fancy lampshade.
Queen Isabella of Spain.
Oh, the feudal system. Huh?
I'm a prom queen. Thanks. I only had one more apartment to hit. Someone I'd never met before.
A very old lady.
Yes?
Trick or treat!
Oh, is it Halloween already? I completely forgot. Come in, come in.
Francine enters her apartment.
Excuse the mess. I was just going through some old photos. Sit, sit. I have candy here somewhere.
The old lady goes. Francine sees a photo of a monster.
What is that?
That, my dear, is a golem.
What's a golem?
A monster made from clay and then brought to life by a magic spell. Oh, you don't believe me? I took that picture myself. But even without a photo, I would never forget the face of that hideous creature. I'd tell you the story, but I shouldn't be frightening children like this. I was a little girl, just about your age. We lived in a small town called Mindelplatz, not far from Prague.
The photo comes to life.
There was a young man in the town who was a great violinist.
She drops coins in his violin case.
His music was so beautiful. It was said it could make dead plants grow.
Wilted plants in a window box spring upright.
Then one day, the violinist was in a terrible accident. He was hit by a trolley car, and all his fingers were broken.
The violin is crushed to bits.
They eventually healed, but he was no longer able to play the violin. People rarely saw the violinist after that. He stayed in his room, reading ancient books about magic.
He goes to the window and peers out. The old woman as a young girl is there with a camera. She waves to him. He shuts the shutters.
He grew bitter, angry at the world. In one of his books, he learned how to make the golem.
It's a huge rabbit-shaped creature made out of clay. He buries his broken violin in its body. The golem moves its paw.
And he brought him to life.
It climbs off the workbench.
But the golem turned against him.
The violinist runs.
He couldn't control the creature.
The golem gives chase. On the street.
No one could.
People flee from the beast as it kicks over barrels. Gets tangled in a washing line and steps on a hat. It looms over the girl as she falls with her camera. She snaps the photo Francine is looking at.
Wow! That's some story! How'd you escape?
Who's to say I did?
Huh?
Anyway, look what I found for you. It's marzipan, a delicious almond paste.
Shaped as a violin.
Happy Halloween, my dear.
She adds it to Francine's bucket.
Right after I left the apartment, I noticed that somehow one of the woman's photographs had fallen into my Halloween bag. So I went to return it. But this time, a man answered the door. Oh, hi. You must be Mr. Saperstein. Somehow this fell in my bag.
That's my little sister. She disappeared when we were children.
In the treehouse.
So, that was her ghost?
I don't know. Maybe.
Why does everyone get to see a ghost except for me? No offense, but I think her story was scarier than both of yours.
It's not a competition.
Can I borrow your phone? I have to call Muffy. She'd already left by the time I got to her house.
I waited for 45 minutes.
I'm sorry. I got held up at my building.
Well, where are you now?
The treehouse. Are you coming?
I'll be there in a little bit. I still have to hit the McNeil Mansion.
Well, hurry up. I can't wait to tell you what happened to me. You're never gonna believe...
Hello? Francine? Are you there? Oh, I'm out of juice. Bailey, can I borrow your phone?
Alas, I didn't bring mine, Miss Muffy. It didn't feel appropriate that the Mad Hatter would be carrying one. Oh, dear.
What happened?
We seem to have blown a tire.
He stops their tricycle.
Can you fix it?
Perhaps. Do you have any chewing gum?
Chewing gum? Me? Really, Bailey? You know me better than that.
I didn't think so. Then I'm afraid we're in a bit of a pickle.
Well, we have to do something. The McNeils give out chocolate truffles and pralines. It's the best house on my list.
Might I suggest walking, Miss Muffy?
Oh, I was afraid you were going to say that. These shoes are very pinchy. Well, if we're going to walk, we might as well take the shortcut.
You mean through the cemetery?
Sure. Why not? Don't tell me you're afraid.
Bailey Carson Belvedere III, afraid? I think not.
Good. Then we'll be there in a jiffy.
A raccoon runs across their path.
And when we get to the McNeils, we'll call a taxi.
They take a wooded winding path past tombs and gravestones.
Gads, what was that?
Probably another raccoon.
Bailey starts to run.
You know, it's fine if you're scared.
Yes, well, thank you for your concern, Miss Muffy. But as I said, I'm absolutely... Gadzooks! That looked like a flying badger.
It's just an owl, Bailey.
Well, owls are very dangerous. If you're a small rodent... Oh, Perhaps I am a little edgy, but why aren't you, Miss Muffy?
Last Halloween, before Francine and I went trick-or-treating, we dared each other to run through the cemetery.
Francine's dressed as a clown. Muffy is Wonder Woman. Leaves blow through the cemetery.
You sure you want to do this?
Crosswires never back down from a dare.
Well, neither do Frenskies.
Muffy sets off. Francine follows and they run.
We were both terrified. But we made it all the way. And, well, it was super exciting.
They fall on their backs on the grass.
Let's do it again. Anymore. To tell you the truth, I actually miss being a little scared. It made Halloween more fun.
It starts to rain.
Oh no! This dress is going to get ruined! Now that's scary! Come on! Ah! I can barely see where I'm going!
We best take shelter, Miss Muffy. Over here!
They stand under the entrance to a tomb.
Exactly! This evening is ruined!
I beg your pardon, Miss Muffy, but I didn't say anything.
You didn't? Then who?
Green eyes gleam in the dark. In the treehouse.
Do you think we should go to my house? Even if there aren't any ghosts, this roof can leak.
What? No, we have to stay. I mean, just for a little bit longer? At least until the rain lets up.
Francine looks out.
Huh?
Ah, what's that?
I bet it's the golem.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
Binky pulls off a cape.
What are you supposed to be? A couch?
I'm Puffy McPuffmeister. He's a professional wrestler. He pins people with his squishy body.
You win, Uncle!
Sheesh, have I had a strange night.
You two? We were just talking about all the spooky things that have happened tonight.
Nothing spooky happened to me. Except someone gave me some Brussels sprouts. Want some? They're actually delicious.
Yeah!
Well, my story is the spookiest. It all started when I went over to toilet paper Mr. Ratburn's house.
Oh, you want so much trouble?
Are you nuts?
Calm down. I didn't actually do it. In fact, I never even wanted to do it. But the tough customers always do a prank on Halloween. It's a tradition. And I drew the short straw. Aw, man. I mean, yippee!
Binky approaches a creepy old house strung with cobwebs. His bag is stuffed with toilet roll.
But when I got to his house, I knew I couldn't go through with it. I was just about to turn around when...
Nevermore!
A raven is perched by the door.
Was that you?
Nevermore!
Nevermore what?
Nevermore!
If you say nevermore one more time, I'm gonna pluck your feathers.
Ah!
The door opens with a puff of smoke. A devil's there.
If you solve the puzzles within, countless treasures you shall win. But if you enter and you fail, eternal doom shall prevail. So, mortal, do you dare to enter Mr. Ratburn's terrible lair?
The devil disappears.
The doom part didn't sound so good, but I did like the idea of countless treasures. Yeah, it's worth a shot.
Leaving his bag outside, Binky goes in.
Nevermore!
He finds a lamp on a table. A clock chimes midnight. Binky checks his watch.
Mr. Ratburn? That clock is wrong. It's only 8:15. The note said to turn the lantern on.
The note's held by a spider on a cord.
So that's what I did. All of a sudden, I noticed this puppet in the corner. And it opened one eye.
Wait, did this puppet have a baby's head? Was it called Zelda?
No, it was some old guy. And I didn't ask him his name, but that creepy eye... It was really, really creepy. And then I heard this beating sound like a heart. It wouldn't stop, and it kept getting louder until finally... That's it! You can keep the treasure! I'm out of here!
Binky flees. Back at the treehouse.
It was the scariest room I'd ever been in. Except maybe for math class.
Wait a minute. That thing you just described, that's from the Telltale Heart.
The what?
You know, the short story by Edgar Allan Poe. Binky, we've been studying them in class for the past 2 weeks. Haven't you been paying attention?
No comment.
I thought it might be fun to read one aloud tonight.
Arthur pulls the book from his bag.
Hey, I bet the treasure was under a floorboard. That's where the thump-thump was coming from in the story.
You mean I was standing on top of candy all that time? Aw, man.
Well, look at it this way. At least nothing actually scary was going on.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Binky lies back with the book.
What is it? I left my backpack with the toilet paper in it at Mr. Ratburn's house. Now he'll know what I was planning. He could give me detention for life. I gotta get it back.
You know, this is a very weird Halloween.
I'll say. But you know something? I'm not afraid. Ghost schmost.
Neither am I. If we all stick together, we'll be just fine. Let's get into our sleeping bags.
Didn't you giggle?
I didn't giggle. You?
It wasn't me.
Maybe it was a frog.
Do frogs giggle?
I don't know.
Okay, that wasn't a frog.
This treehouse is mine!
They climb down in the rain. As the others run, LaDonna stops and giggles.
The looks on their faces.
She runs after them. Leaves flutter as lightning flashes. The friends dry off in Arthur's kitchen.
And then we heard the voice.
It said, "This treehouse is mine."
It was clear as day.
Are you sure it wasn't just the wind? It was really howling a little while ago.
It was Zelda. I know it was.
Poor Arthur. Afraid of a little doll.
Was it shaking its scary rattle?
DW, this is serious. You would have been terrified out there.
Would not. Anyway, I guess we'll never know because you didn't invite me to your party.
You should be thanking me for not inviting you.
All right, all right. Settle down, you two. Why don't I make us all some nice hot cocoa?
Can I use your bathroom? I got mud all over my prom dress. I actually think it looks better now, but I borrowed it from Catherine.
Sure.
Hey, where's LaDonna?
I thought she was right behind you.
She was!
You don't think that Zelda...
Quick, close the door!
LaDonna.
What happened?
I wasn't about to let that doll get them. Which she almost did.
No way.
When I went back to the treehouse, I saw her sitting in the corner. I snatched my bag and I ran towards your house. Then I looked behind me and she was limping after me.
Wow, she's got one eye and a limp? Poor little doll.
Oh, you wouldn't be laughing if you'd seen her. Anyway, that's when I tripped in the mud. Could I borrow a sweatshirt or something?
Come on, I'll find you one of Mom's. You don't want to wear one of Arthur's smelly old things.
Arthur and Buster stay downstairs. They look out the window.
Was Arthur really, really scared?
Oh, yeah. When he heard that voice, he turned white as a powdered donut.
That's because I do such a good ghost impression.
Bud has a walkie-talkie.
This treehouse is mine!
Francine leaves the bedroom.
I may only have one eye, but Zelda sees everything!
Shh! Keep it down! Someone will hear you!
I think I've shown Arthur who the scaredy cat is now. Thanks for the help.
Wait. I've saved the best part for last. Arthur buried the doll after the last time he saw her. So, I dug her up.
Ladonna holds up Zelda.
She looks even worse than before.
I know, pretty cool, huh? Oh, I also brought back the other walkie-talkie. What do you say we pull one last trick?
Francine listens at the door. She joins Buster and Arthur in the kitchen.
I just saw Zelda.
Where?
In the house?
In your mom and dad's bedroom. With her friends.
She has friends? We're under attack!
Relax. Her friends happen to be LaDonna, Bud, and DW. They've been pranking us.
But that voice! How did...
I saw Bud with a walkie-talkie. I bet they planted the other one in the treehouse.
Wow. He sure does a good creepy baby ghost doll.
Of all the rotten tricks, I bet this was all DW's idea. I'll show her who's...
Wait, I've got a better plan. Maybe it's time they got a taste of their own medicine.
Francine thinks of Muffy and the cat's eyes in the tomb.
Oh, it's just a cat.
It seems to have a collar. It's probably lost. Perhaps there's an address on its tag. Oh, not to worry, Miss Muffy. I'm very good with cats. Sometimes I think they believe I'm one of them. Here, little kitty. Don't be afraid. Oh, dear! No! Not the trousers!
I think that one believed you were its scratching post.
Indeed.
Bailey's trousers are ripped.
This really hasn't been my night.
Oh, poor Bailey. Here, have some of my candy.
He takes one.
I'm sure the rain will let up soon.
Miss Muffy, watch out! That crazed panther is advancing!
Shoo! Scat! You're a mean butler scratcher!
The little kitty rubs against Muffy, licking her.
Oh, I give up. I guess I'll just be Alice after she met the Cheshire Cat.
Muffy lifts the kitten onto her lap and finds her tag.
My name is Inky Kruger. I live at 1428 Elm Street.
That's not far from here.
But it's in the opposite direction of the McNeil house. Look, it stopped raining. Maybe she'll just find her own way home.
Miss Muffy, do you really want to just leave her here?
Fine. We'll drop her off. But let's hurry. The McNeils turn off the chocolate fountain promptly at 9. Can I have your hat? In!
The kitten jumps in Bailey's top hat and Muffy carries him. Back at the creepy Raven house. A couple of kids in costumes.
Are these decorations? Or is this house always like this?
Nevermore!
Let's get out of here. This place is weird.
Wait, come back! Of course they're just decorations! I don't actually live like this.
As they scurry away, Mr. Ratburn opens the door.
8:15 and I've only had one trick-or-treater. Maybe I did go a bit too far this year.
He pulls away the cobwebs.
Oh dear, I'm caught!
The twins are passing. They run. Ratburn sees Arthur's bag of toilet rolls. And carries it inside. At Arthur's house, LaDonna's with DW and Bud.
Okay, it's all set. Did you put the doll someplace he'll see it? It's right on top of his bed, and I left the door open. He can't miss it.
Wait for my signal and then start moaning. What kind of a moan should I do? The I got a stomachache moan? Or the I can't find my hat moan?
I don't know, just do something spooky.
The other two go. Bud waits behind the door.
What are we watching?
The Curse of the Moomy. It's what those video games are based on.
Arthur, I'm chilly. Would you get me my blankie from upstairs? I left it in your room.
No.
Pretty please with sugar on top?
There's one right here.
Francine hands DW a blanket. As they snuggle on the sofa watching TV. Buster brings popcorn. He winks at Arthur over DW's head.
What did I miss?
The mummy's about to scare that archaeologist.
This one is too itchy. Look, I'll give you some of my Halloween candy if you just get me my blanket from upstairs.
How much candy? I'll do it.
No, it has to be Arthur. After all, you're a guest.
Okay, but I want 12 pieces, and I get to choose which ones.
Fine.
Arthur goes.
Achoo!
Oh, excuse me. I think I'm allergic to black and white movies.
Bud hides in a cupboard and moans into the walkie-talkie. DW goes over to LaDonna.
Shouldn't we have heard a scream by now?
Arthur calmly returns with a blue blanket.
Here you go.
Throwing it over her head, she looks like a blue ghost.
Was everything all right up there?
Uh-huh.
He unwraps candy.
These choco clusters you got are delicious. Here, Francine, Buster, have some.
Excuse me.
DW runs out. LaDonna follows.
I need a tissue. Be right back.
Are you three up to something I should know about?
Grandma.
Us?
Oh.
Bailey and Muffy reach the cemetery gates.
The gate appears to be locked.
Locked?
They must have closed the cemetery while we were waiting out the rain.
What do we do?
It's not terribly high. I'll just lift you over.
Muffy holds the cat in the hat and Bailey helps them over the low railings. He lowers Muffy, then tries to climb over himself.
Do you need any help?
No. In the Butler Academy I attended, we were trained for all sorts of... eventualities.
His foot gets stuck.
Oh no! Your shoe!
His shoe falls off.
Your jacket!
Although, I suppose it's impossible to prepare for a night like this.
His jacket rips on the rail. He reaches through the railings for his shoe but gives up.
Shall we forge on, Miss Muffy? I'll pick my shoe up in the morning if it hasn't been devoured by wild dogs.
Muffy and Bailey walk along a street busy with kids in costume. They reach a house with the lights turned low, decorated with pumpkins. There's a party inside. The Reeds are there.
Now that's a great zombie costume.
The host points at Bailey.
And what are you? A magician?
Kind of.
Muffy pulls the calf from her hat.
Inky!
A little girl takes the kitty inside. Back at the Raven house, Binky looks for his bag.
I could have sworn I left it there. You didn't see a backpack around here, did you?
Nevermore!
That's not very helpful. Mr. Ratburn must have found it already. I'm doomed. I wonder what the punishment is for planting the toilet paper at teacher's house.
He imagines a math class.
All right, now who can solve this problem? Binky?
Binky's wrapped in toilet roll. It's over his mouth.
No. Is incorrect. You get another F for class participation.
Outside Ratburn's house.
This is the worst Halloween ever.
The door's opened by a devil in a puff of smoke.
Solve the puzzles in Ratburn's lair, and perhaps your punishment he will spare.
No way. You don't know Mr. Ratburn. I'm doomed.
The devil's operated by Mr. Ratburn, who speaks through a microphone.
Know him well? I think I do. Do what I say, and he will be merciful to you.
I'm not so sure.
Oh, just come inside already.
The devil goes in a puff of smoke. Binky goes in. LaDonna, Bud, and DW in Arthur's bedroom.
I'm telling you, I put her right there facing the door so he couldn't miss her.
No Zelda, just a walkie-talkie under the pillow.
See? The other walkie-talkie is still there.
Do you think Arthur knows we're up to something?
Maybe it was my moan. I should have done my I don't want a bath moan. That one's the scariest.
Wait a second. What's that?
There's a line of footprints leading out the door.
They look like little baby footprints.
Could they be Kate's?
Kate is downstairs with Grandma.
Hey, guys.
Ah!
What's going on? You're missing the movie.
Just looking for tissues.
Thought I left my hat here.
Now where did I put my candy?
Buster grins. The tricksters troop downstairs.
I'll be right down. Just going to the bathroom.
Buster opens and shuts the bathroom door but runs back into the bedroom. The walkie-talkies are by the bedside clock. It's 4 minutes past nine. At the party, Muffy plugs in her phone.
That Mrs. Kruger is so nice. She just lent me a charger for my phone.
And this is the most delightful punch I've ever had.
Ooh, chocolate-covered strawberries. The goodies here are even better than the McNeils.
I never want to leave.
Muffy.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Reed. What a great party.
I know, but what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be at Arthur's sleepover in the treehouse?
It's a long story. But I'm heading over there right after this.
We'll give you a lift. We should be leaving soon anyway.
Muffy turns to an old lady.
I love your costume, Mrs.
Saperstein. Ethel Saperstein. And I love yours. You can't go wrong with Alice in Wonderland.
What's he dressed as?
My husband? He's a golem.
What's that?
Have a seat. I'll tell you a little story. I was a little girl, just about your age. We lived in a small town called Mindelplatz, not far from Prague.
The clock at Mr. Ratburn's.
I know. Turn the lantern on.
A note held by a spider. The light shines on an old man puppet which opens one eye.
Now what did Buster say? Oh yeah, under the floorboards.
Binky moves some boards aside.
Congratulations, you have solved the first puzzle.
A book? I was kind of hoping for some candy.
It's the collected works of Edgar Allan Poe, the annotated version. A treat for the mind.
I prefer treats for the belly.
But this treat also contains clues for solving the other puzzles. Proceed to the next room.
The puppet flops back on the bed. Binky takes the book and draws back a curtain.
Well, nothing in here but a brick wall.
He puts his ear to the wall.
Yikes! Mr. Ratburn has a really bad mouse problem.
Alas, I am trapped in this wine cellar forever, just like poor Fortunato. In which classic Edgar Allan Poe story?
He checks the book.
The Gold Bug.
No.
Eleonora?
No.
The Pit and the Pendulum?
No, and it's pronounced pendulum. Have you read any of the stories I've assigned?
Wait, is that you, Mr. Ratburn? That toilet paper wasn't mine. Okay, it was mine, but I wasn't going to toilet paper your house. Okay, I was going to toilet paper your house, but I couldn't go through with it. Please, don't give me detention for life.
He hammers on the wall. It falls.
I didn't do that either.
Revealing Ratburn.
The Cask of Amontillado.
Huh?
That's the name of the story on which this room is based. Had you answered correctly, you would have won a licorice skeleton.
Ratburn shows him.
Too bad. That looks really good.
Oh, you can have some anyway. I bought tons of candy, and you were my only trick-or-treater.
Oh, thanks! Wow! Kids don't know what they've missed. This place is really cool.
You really think so?
Yeah. In fact, it kind of makes me want to read all these stories.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Ratburn fetches the bag of toilet roll.
I really wasn't going to do it, I swear.
I believe you, Binky. But if you must do a prank, try to find something a little safer for the environment.
Binky puts the book in the bag.
Now, let me show you the rest of the house. I'm particularly proud of my Fall of the House of Usher room.
Credits roll on the TV at Arthur's. On the sofa, Bud and DW wake up.
That wasn't very scary.
Yeah. The only scary part was when the big spider ate the guy's head.
Huh? I don't remember that.
Oh, wait. I think I dreamed that part.
I think someone might be ready for bed.
Yeah, I should take you home, Bud.
You can return the sweatshirt tomorrow. Sorry things didn't work out at the treehouse.
Huh? Oh, right. I'm just glad that spooky doll didn't show up again.
Me too. Well, get home safe.
Don't forget your backpack.
Francine gives LaDonna her bag. LaDonna and Bud go. Francine smiles. Upstairs, Grandma and DW check under the bed.
Okay, all clear. And you promise you didn't see any little muddy footprints in my room, right?
No, dear. Why?
No reason. Good night, Grandma.
Good night, DW.
Grandma turns out the light. Bud and LaDonna are on the street.
What about Zelda? Where'd she go? Mom will be upset if she finds out she's missing.
We'll come back and look for her tomorrow. I still don't understand how... What's so funny?
I didn't laugh.
I know what you did.
It's her! It's Zelda! She's come to life! It was all DW's idea, Zelda!
Calm down. I think I know what's going on.
LaDonna slips off her backpack.
You can't find me. I'm everywhere.
Doc!
She pulls out a handful of spiders, then a walkie-talkie. Francine and Buster are watching from inside the house. DW's tucked up in bed. She trembles.
Come play with me, DW.
Me? Who's me?
I don't want to play with Arthur. I want to play with you.
She finds Zelda.
I missed you, DW. Ah! Yes!
Arthur has the walkie-talkie.
Arthur put a creepy doll in my bed and scared me really bad.
She's the one who started it. She ruined my whole sleepover.
Muffy finds Buster and Francine.
Hey, guys. Why weren't you at the treehouse? I just came from there.
LaDonna, Bud, and DW pranked us and made us think the treehouse was haunted.
We just pranked them back.
Buster and Francine high five.
How was your Halloween?
Well, I never got to the McNeils, but I did wind up at this other house where they were having a party and had great treats. Here, I took some pictures. There's Bailey. He started dancing and wouldn't stop. I've never seen him have so much fun. Those are some kooky guests I met. There are the Reeds.
Wait, go back. That's the woman I was telling you about.
You mean the one who...
Oh, you know the Sappersteins? They're a hoot. She told me they play this great trick on kids every Halloween.
Trick? What trick?
First, she tells this story about some monster called a golem. And then they pretend she's his little sister who vanished. It's really elaborate.
It sure is. Who would ever fall for that?
Hey, guys. Mom and Dad said I have to cut the Halloween sleepover short. I kind of scared DW a little too much.
So, truce?
Truce.
All right. Good night, you two.
They go to their rooms. Arthur's reading in bed, DW pads in.
What is it, DW?
I'm still scared.
He shuts his book. Arthur makes space. She joins him in bed.
That was a pretty complicated trick you played on me. I'm still trying to figure out how you did all that.
It wasn't so hard. After you scared me with that fake snake in the cereal box, I called Bud.
A fake snake in a cereal box? Of all the rotten tricks! Sure, I'll help you get him back.
We paid LaDonna 13 cents, an old candy cane, and some monster stickers to help us. But I think she really did it for kicks. She was the one who had the idea to scare you with that beat-up old doll. I knew you would want to decorate the treehouse for your party, so we put Zelda near the Halloween stuff. That was the whole plan, just to scare you in the attic. But when I saw that you had taken Zelda with you, I decided we should keep going.
DW takes the doll from the box of decorations Arthur has collected.
We put one walkie-talkie on the treehouse, and Bud had the other one.
Arthur arrives at the treehouse with the box. Leaves fall. As he puts the box in the basket ready to haul up.
Arthur.
Who's there?
Bud speaks through the walkie-talkie.
Just the wind.
Arthur climbs up to the treehouse.
And then LaDonna wrote on the wall of the treehouse in chalk. And
then she put the doll...
Okay, okay. I know the rest. Well, this is one Halloween I'm sure going to remember.
Me too.
I would never let anything really scary happen to you. I'd protect you. You know that, right?
Yeah. And I'd protect you too.
They smile and snuggle down.
DW!
It wasn't me, I swear!
Baby Kate, on Nana's knee, giggles into the walkie-talkie. The end.
To watch more Arthur and play games with all the Elwood City friends, visit pbskids.org. You can find Arthur books and lots of other books, too, at your local library.
Credits based on the Arthur Adventure books by Mark Brown. Executive producers Mark Brown, Carol Greenwald. Producer and director Greg Bailey. Senior producer Tolan Brown. Producers for Oasis Animation, Diane Dallier, Jacques Bilodeau. Copyright 2016 WGBH Educational Foundation. Oasis Animation. WGBH.